Proclamation number 6287, dated the June 18th, 1955. Scrutiny of spiritual knowledge advisable. You are being educated by the spirit within you, and this cannot convey anything but the purest truth to you. If you therefore encounter contradictions brought to you from external sources, then you must first investigate whether this spiritual knowledge was produced by a person's own intellectual activity or by the working of the spirit. And you'll always come to the conclusion that my spirit has not been at work where a contradiction is present. For the spirit from me does not err, the spirit from me always imparts the same to a person, the pure truth. Admittedly, it is difficult for you humans to conduct an examination like this as long as you are still spiritually unawakened. But precisely because of this, you should not accept everything, especially if teachings are imparted to you which do not include my gospel, which can be found in the scriptures. If it concerns teachings which are in addition to my gospel, the pure teaching of love I proclaimed on earth. In that case, you must always exercise greatest caution, for that knowledge which is additionally conveyed to a spiritually awakened person is profound spiritual wisdom, the knowledge which reveals my eternal plan of salvation to you humans, can only be conveyed to you through my spirit. However, it will be undermined by my adversary through wrong doctrines, erroneous portrayals or entirely new teachings, which could already be recognized to be incorrect by the fact that such knowledge does not promote maturity of soul. For this is precisely how he works. He wants to do the same as I do. He presents error to people in the same way as I distribute truth. His activity consists of educating servants who pretend to do the same, to address people on divine instruction. It is not easy for you humans to recognize what is right and what is wrong as long as your desire for unusual supernatural knowledge predominates, as long as you don't appeal to me in a childlike, humble manner for the pure truth, as long as you seek out people in order to be taught by them without having commended yourselves to me first, so that I will guide you right and only let you take the path of truth. You must do everything, absolutely everything, with me, then you will not go astray, you will not make wrong judgments, you will learn to distinguish error from truth. You can truly believe that the serious will for truth is your most certain protection, then the feeling of rejection will predominate in you towards all misguided teachings, and this feeling is my working in you because you request the truth. Intellectual products are easy to refute if they contradict the truth. But it requires an awakened spirit in order to judge planned messages from above, for only the spiritually awakened human being can see through the machinations of the adversary of truth, the prince of darkness. He recognizes the contradiction and can also substantiate it. But he will only ever find credence with those who have a strong desire for truth, because they already experience the same feeling, which I will grant anyone who is serious about the truth, who has already accepted me in his heart through kind-hearted activity. Anyone who is united with me through loving actions or heartfelt prayer will instinctively reject anything which contradicts the pure truth, because the eternal truth protects him from being led astray and is indeed able to do so on account of the sincere union and the desire for truth. Those of you who are devoted to me and strive to fulfill my will should therefore not be afraid of being led astray. I will guide your thinking in the right direction and you'll always be able to differentiate between truth and error. Amen.